Welcome to the Bubbles Brunchcast with your hosts, Aaron and Kayla.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining us today here on Bubbles Brunchcast. I'm your host, Aaron Ambergy.
And Kayla Maynard.
And today we have a fun topic for you.
Christmas traditions.
Yes! Yeah. Sorry, I spaced out. Christmas traditions, our favorites.
Half the word, you're good.
Yeah, I get it. My brain is like a pile of mush.
But it's Sunday, and it's after the day after our Christmas party right now.
I'm so tired.
Yeah, we were out till like 2, and that's way past my bedtime.
Yeah, I didn't make it with you all. I was tired and cramping, so I went home after the company Christmas party.
Cramps are the worst.
Yeah.
That was me. I'm all right, though. I literally looked at someone away. It feels like there's a tiny gnome trying to get out of my uterus with a rusty spoon.
Ugh.
And they were like, oh my God, that's so descriptive. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. Why do I hurt? Yeah, descriptions.
Here you go. My uterus is revolting.
Shark Week is here. Everyone must suffer.
Yeah.
Suffer.
Making it everyone's problem. So anyway.
Yeah, I didn't ask for it. Somebody else has to pay for it. Not my fault. I need the fucking apple.
What are your favorite Christmas traditions?
Well, I always go to my papa's house for Christmas.
Love your papa.
We love him. He's the best. So we always would go when my brother was alive. So that's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
This coming week, actually.
Oh.
But Christmas Eve, we'd go to bed. Get up, he'd wake up 3 or 4 in the morning, and we'd watch North, which is an Elijah Wood movie from when he was a little kid.
Oh, really? I haven't heard of it.
Yeah. It's like Elijah Wood, Bruce Willis, I think Reba's in it.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, like a bunch of like really big stars at the time. It's from like the 80s or 90s. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm not that old. Could be from the 80s. I'm not real sure, but it was an older movie when I bought it on VHS from a video store that was closing.
Yeah.
He'd wake me up when we watched that movie, because it's about like a little boy running away from home because he like takes his parents to court to like get away from them. And they say, well, you can try up until here to find a new family, and if not, you'll go into the system or something like that. I don't know. We would watch that movie at 3 or 4 in the morning on Christmas Eve. Well, I guess technically Christmas morning.
Yeah.
Until our parents got up. And then we would open presents at our house, go to Papa's house. We would eat breakfast with, like, I guess Christmas lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Mama, Papa, like, my brother, me, Mom, Dad, Aunt Becky, Uncle Gary. We don't have a lot of people on that side of the family. And then we would watch A Christmas Story all day long.
Oh, yeah.
While we did puzzles. And I still do that every year. My aunt, like, we like to sprinkle in It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
And now she makes, like, charcuterie boards, and we do puzzles, like, the whole weekend.
Oh, that's fun.
And I like to sprinkle, like, The Grinch in. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation as well, because that is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah, I saw your sign at the on the door.
Oh, yeah. So what is the happiest bunch of assholes this
or
side
the of jolliest the, bunch yeah, of assholes this side of
the North Pole.
Or the Nut House.
Yeah, the Nut House.
Yeah.
It's that. I got that off of Sheen, actually, for like $6.
Nice.
It's my favorite movie. I even have coasters to the house all year round.
Mm-hmm.
I use them in my like makeup area and stuff. But always. Lately, we've started like a prime rib or prime roast. Something. My uncle buys some expensive cut of meat and cooks it on Christmas because we're turkeyed out from Thanksgiving. Soon.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We used to do prime rib on Christmas.
Yeah. That's what it is. I don't know. I just eat it.
I just eat it.
I have high cholesterol now, so I have to watch like what I eat, but I make exceptions.
Oh, yeah.
But
I mean, you gotta live a little.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of like traditions. I like to have my tree up by like Black Friday usually. Mm-hmm. We bought a new tree this year, and I make Steven sit and watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas with me at least once a year. He was doing the dishes.
The cartoon one?
No, or the Jim Carrey one.
Jim Carrey one. Okay.
Jim Carrey one. I was wrapping presents while I was watching it, which is something else that I do.
Yeah.
I don't wrap a lot of presents. I put presents in bags.
Yeah.
And Steven wraps them because they're so pretty. Like, he does, like, the crisp corners and, like, all that. He makes fun of mine, but I wrapped presents this year while I was watching it. And I was like quoting, and he's like, she has seen this fucking movie so many times, she knows it word for word. I'm like, yeah, what of it? And then went back to quoting the movie. Because he didn't think I heard him. And I was like, yeah, because it's like my second favorite Christmas movie.
What's your first favorite?
National Lampoon's Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you said that, duh. Sorry.
It's so ridiculous that it is, but I think it's just because my family watches it so much.
Yeah.
That, and then, like, it's a, my uncle has tried to convince me that Die Hard's a Christmas movie.
Well, it is. It takes place on Christmas.
That's like saying Harry Potter's a Christmas movie, though, too.
Yeah, but the whole thing that's doesn't take place it, on it Christmas. Doesn't,
yeah.
Like, there's a Christmas scene sprinkled in Harry Potter.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, that's, like, the most uplifting part of the Harry Potter movies, because, like, Molly Weasley's like, here, I made you a sweater, too, because you don't have a mom.
No.
And I'm like...
I love Harry Potter. I love
Molly Weasley is so great.
Oh, yeah, she's
and then
best.
How she beats the shit out of Bellatrix Lestrange.
Yeah.
Lestrange at the end.
Yeah, spoiler alert, but you know what?
If you haven't seen it by now... Where the fuck have you been, under a rock?
I mean,
or your mother's uterus?
That's on you.
Where the fuck have you been? But no, that's really all that just happened. Well, normally Steven will buy like a big ass bottle, like the gallon bottle basically of wine, mm-hmm. while we decorate the tree.
Mm-hmm.
But this year I was having like tests done on my liver around that time, so I was like, I better not be drinking.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna not do that.
That makes sense.
Get the test results back. But so
yeah, I could see that.
But yeah. That started our first year.
That's cool.
Seven.
That's sweet.
7 years. He has to do, like, the top part of the tree and, like...
Well, yeah.
The ribbons that go down the tree, he does that. Because he's very home and garden-y sometimes about certain things. Other things he doesn't give a shit about. But, like, this room. about his Christmas tree, he's very particular.
I understand.
But what about you?
What about me? Well, we have... a pop-up Christmas tree, and I love it.
Yes, I love your tree.
You just, like, put the poles together.
Yeah.
And then drop the top part.
It's so cool. And it's got, like, the decorations
it's
on it.
It's pre-lit, pre-decorated. Now, we have a few ornaments that are, like, sentimental that we put on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you don't have to.
I stick my sentimental ones in the back now so the cats can't eat them.
Oh, yeah. And we stick ours up high because...
Generic blue and silver.
Yeah. It's cats.
And a garland. See, one of them threw up on the floor earlier, and Steven was like, one of the dogs threw up. And I was like, is it grass or is it parts of the tree? And he was like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, Zoe eats the tree too. God. And
it's a fake tree. Is it just like a black cat thing? I don't know. It's a fake tree.
Yeah. Some people like real trees, but we like the fake one that we put up every single year.
Papa always had real trees when we were growing up. He hasn't the past couple of years because they're just, like, a lot of hassle for him.
Yeah.
He's, like, 79 now. But I buy the fake trees and stick the scentsicle things in there. So it smells
nice.
Like a real tree.
And the real trees shed, like, whoa.
So bad.
And you got to watch the sap. And it's, I don't know.
And you got to keep it watered. And you got to keep your animals out of the water.
Yeah.
And we just can't. We just can't do it.
So just.
I make it smell like a real tree, though, and I'm fine with that.
That's smart. Take a 10-minute pop-up tree. I got it on Amazon.
Really
it's like
great.
$150.
Yeah.
And then when you take it down, it goes in like a big wreath.
Yeah.
Container looking thing.
I love your tree.
And so Chris and I go down to my parents for Christmas. And sometimes we go see my in-laws if it works out that way. But we go down to my parents and we all have Christmas lunch. Well, it's like dinner, but like at 1:30 or 2, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We did have prime rib for years, but I think we're doing turkey this year. And on Christmas Day, sometimes we go to the movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
What movies play on? Like Christmas movies, I assume.
We were watching Star Wars.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the Star Wars would come out around December. The new ones.
I'm going to have to look in. Because this year we're having our Christmas with Papa on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to have to. I'm going to find something to do on Christmas. That's not a. No.
Yeah, I like going to the movies on Christmas Day.
Nobody's there.
It's not that busy and it's nice.
Yeah.
But there's no movies in Paintsville anymore. It died.
Oh, that's right.
You might have to go to Pikeville or Ashland.
There's one in Ines.
Is there a movie theater in Ines?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The community center.
Yeah, we went to Ashland. A few years ago to the movies. on Christmas Day.
That's pretty, well, Ashland's pretty cool too, though, just in general.
Right across from the mall.
Yeah. Oh God, that's like, that's almost Huntington, just as a little turn.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Pretty much Huntington.
Yeah.
But we like, for a few years, my friends would be like, oh, do you want to go watch the new Star Wars? I'm like, I can't. I got to wait till Christmas with my family.
With my family.
Which I wasn't mad about. It's just funny. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, no, we have a Christmas tradition of going to the movies.
That's so cute, though. Well, that way you're all actually there together, too. Because yeah. You do have, like, a couple of siblings that live in different places, so.
Yeah, well, my siblings...
Well, they live close, but yeah, like, it's still like you Lauren guys lives don't in Lexington, often go Matthew back lives in Winchester. Home at the same time, except for
right,
holidays.
Yeah. Right, right. We're not together all the time. We watch A Christmas Story, too. That's fun. 24 hours. Yeah. When Chris and I first started dating mm-hmm. in high school, so 100 years ago, he was like, I don't like A Christmas Story. And I was like, okay.
We're going to change that.
Sure you don't. I was like, have you seen it? He's like, no. I was like, then how do you know if you don't like it?
How the fuck do you know?
Yeah, exactly. So he watched. He's like, okay, yeah, this is funny.
I take it back.
We watched the new one. It wasn't nearly as good.
Oh, the second? Yeah. It really. I didn't even make it all the way through it.
It wasn't nearly as good.
No.
But one year we did veggie soup for Christmas. We call it paw soup. It's like roast beef and a bunch of vegetables and mm-hmm. tomato-based soup. With Creole seasoning, and it's real good.
That sounds yummy.
I think you've had it before. Veggie soup.
Yeah, I have.
So that was nice.
I just eat all kinds of good food at your house, honestly. Like your chili, and I did not know that peanut butter went with chili, but you're like, here, try it. And I was like,
oh, this is good.
I did that last time I made chili. I did it here at the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and then Chris and I do we've done an ugly sweater party for the last few years.
I love it. I actually got a sweater this time. Watch me not remember to wear it, though.
I mean, it's okay. You don't have to wear an ugly sweater. It's just...
It's a grumpy cat.
Oh, I love it.
It's supposed to light up, but I washed it.
Oh, no.
Because I forgot that it lit up.
Oh, no.
So we'll see if the battery pack dries out. But
Okay. Maybe take a hairdryer to it.
Yeah, we'll see.
Not holding your breath.
No, it was like $9 from Bargain Hunt. Like, I'm not real mad at it.
No.
It's still going to be cute.
That's funny.
Me and my leggings and my boots. My thugs. My fake Uggs.
Yes. Love fake Uggs.
Yes. Thugs.
Thugs. I don't know. Last year we did, like, Toyota gives them a ham every year.
Currently in my fridge right now. Yeah,
taking up the whole fridge.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not ungrateful for it at all.
Right.
But I have to cook. Damn it.
Well, we're going to give it to my parents this year.
Oh, for Christmas?
Yeah.
Like, for the Christmas. That's actually not
like, for Christmas dinner. Like, yeah. I told them not to buy ham. They said okay.
It's really handy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to freeze it till then or just leave it in the fridge till then?
I guess leave it in the fridge. Yeah, it shouldn't be. It's fully cooked,
I think.
Yeah, you just got to refrigerate it.
Yeah.
We maybe put it in the freezer. Maybe be able to put it in the freezer.
I'll check like the box and see if there's like a freeze by date on there.
Yeah, I'll double check.
Freeze by is what it usually says if it's fully cooked.
Yeah. So last year we did like ham sliders and meatballs and baked brie and Grinch punch.
So many things that I shouldn't have now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's just food in general hates my body.
But we had so many. I don't know. We did a lot of like finger foods, appetizers.
It was so good, though.
It was good, but it was a lot of work. So this year we're going to do chili.
I'm going to eat the hell out of some chili and peanut butter.
Yes. A peanut butter sandwich with chili is chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm. It was real good.
I can't believe you've never had it before. Never. They always give
and
it
And I've seen you guys
lunch.
Eat it before and I just never asked. And then I was just like, why? Is this good? What's happening?
Yeah. We got Lauren started on that too.
That's good. Did Chris start you on that or did you start Chris on that?
Maybe Chris started me on that in high school. I've been doing it for so long,
it's
I can't remember.
It's always fun. Like, yeah, it's always fun, like, to see the things that, like, our partners bring or we bring our partners, and then eventually we just don't realize who did it first.
Right.
Like, Stephen will say some shit like, yeah, somebody told me this. I was like, it was fucking me.
It was
I told
me.
You
I told you.
It was fucking me. Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then after a while, you're just like, somebody, we figured it out. This is just what we do.
Yeah.
Was it me or was it you? Mm. They say after a while, you basically become your partner. You're not wrong.
No. Kind of morph into one another, except Chris is morphing into my dad.
Well, it could be worse.
Yeah.
Could be a lot worse.
Yeah, could be worse. I'm not mad about it. It's just funny. They're like, when did he turn into Michael? I was like, I don't know.
When he became Michael's favorite child.
I was like, he wasn't Michael Endicott when I married him. And now.
They always say you marry your father. Maybe it doesn't have to start out that way. Maybe it just morphs that way.
I just think the older he gets, the more he understands where dad's coming from.
Your family long enough.
Yeah.
You can pick up some traits from your family.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure he acts like Lauren at some time or Crit.
Matthew.
Yeah. Chris acts like him.
We got,
vice versa. Like, they've all learned stuff from each other.
That's just how it goes.
I act like my stepdad, just like him, but that's because we're not blood related, but we've been around each other for 27 years.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, math. That was.
I mean, he pretty much is your dad. He raised you. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. I get it.
Which I've recently added that to my Christmas tradition of going to his house after I go to everybody else's, so he's not alone on Christmas.
Aw.
But, I mean, because he has been there for 27 of them, give or take one or two if I was out of the state or something.
Yeah.
So.
That's sweet. Mm-hmm. And we decorate the house. We got the outside of the house, we got a Bucky. An inflatable Bucky from Bucky's. Christmas Bucky. Him. He's awesome. I love him.
Yes.
And I don't know. What else is fun?
I got Christmas lights for the first time this year.
Oh, good.
And it was not because of my husband. It was because of my kid.
Oh, he wanted them?
My aunt gave me a whole basket full of lights.
Yeah.
Last year. And I was like, I really want lights. Because that's one of my favorite things about driving up to Papa's house. Because he always has lights.
Mm-hmm.
When we were little, he had those blow-up things. They made it like a really great place for Christmas, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, even still, he's 79. Last year, I drove down his little hill on his driveway, and then there was his house all lit up with lights because it was night. And
aww.
Fuzzies. But I wanted lights, and Steven was like, no. And I threatened him. I told Chris, I was like, I'm just going to pay you to do it. How's that? And he's like, okay. But the point heard me tell Steven, like, I want lights. He's like, no, it's stupid. It's so stupid. He's like, it wouldn't take us long to put them up, Dad. And he got them out there, and they both put them up, because the boy was like, I'll put them up.
Aw.
Because I was like, I don't want them on the roof. I just want them, like, on the...
Yeah.
Like, the porch, and then, like, the little column thing.
Yeah.
They didn't do that, because that was a lot. But, like, they did, like, the little roof part, and the little tree that I have out there. Steven refuses to turn them off during the day. Just leave them. It's fine. It's not that much on the power. But I finally got those.
That's fun.
So that'll be a tradition now.
Lauren used to live with us when she was in college. Mm-hmm. And we had the first year she was in college. Eventually she got her own apartment. Mm-hmm. But we put up a Santa Claus, like, projection in her room window.
Aww.
So he's like, shh, like, you know.
Go to sleep.
You know? And she pulled in after work one day and saw Santa at her window and, like, scared her half to death.
She's like, there's a man in my room.
He's
telling me to be quiet. It's weird. Are you okay? Are you alive? What's happening?
She's like, oh, imagine. My God. It scared the shit out of me. I also like to make Christmas treats for friends and coworkers. And
mm-hmm. They're, yeah.
One time I had, I made, cookies, brownies, Buckeyes for, work for Christmas treat day.
Mm-hmm.
And my, supervisor at the time, well, he wasn't my supervisor at the time, but
he eventually became your supervisor.
No, he used to be, and then he moved on.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, Aaron, my pants are fitting too well. Do you have anything for that? And then my immediate first reaction for a second was like, oh my God, HR, HR.
HR?
I'm uncomfortable. Help. And then I realized what he was talking about. And I was like, oh, yeah. Got some.
I got candy for you.
And I got some treats. Don't worry.
Oh my God.
And they're like, Aaron, why are you so good at baking? I said, well, I just read directions. It's not that hard.
Also, I like food.
I like to eat.
I gotta learn to make it. All right? Ain't nobody gonna make it for me.
Same. And he's like, well.
I do like to bake.
He's like, well, our wives can't do that. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
God. Oh, if my husband ever said that about me.
That's why I'm not mentioning names.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you.
But maybe they just don't cook. I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
Chris does a lot of cooking. He used to do most of the cooking.
Yeah.
And I did like.
During the day.
And I did the laundry.
And that's fair. But, I do most of everything here. Yeah. Steven helped me clean today, but he works 6 days a week a lot.
Yeah.
So.
That's understandable.
I work 5 days a week. And then I come home, do the dishes. I do the cooking for me and the boy. And then, And then I do laundry. And then I get myself and the boy. Well, get the boy in bed. And then get myself in bed. Feed the animals.
There's
so many of them. It's just adulting, though. That's
how it goes, man. It's, yeah, I work like usually around like 6 days a week because I also work at Domino's part-time. But yesterday, my manager texted me like, hey, you can take the day off if you want. And I was like, okay, say less.
Bye.
Deuces.
Y'all don't need to wait.
No, I don't need to be told twice.
Mm-mm. I am so excited for the 16th. Well, your party's that day. Mm-hmm. But I don't have to go back to work until, like, January. I almost said July. That'd be great. No, January 1st.
Are you working New Year's Day?
Yeah, I'm working New Year's Day, like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. or something like that.
That's not bad.
No.
New Year's Day's pretty slow, too, usually.
Hopefully. Well, hope everybody's at home in bed, asleep, hungover.
Hungover.
Crawling towards food.
Is Wishing
cooking,
they were dead.
By the way?
It smells like he's cooking. It smells like he's making a hamburger or something.
Hamburger helper, probably.
Mm.
Him loves that. Sorry. Random. I was like.
Yeah, I noticed it too. I just was like, okay.
He was like, do you want to get pizza? Fuck no. I had pizza last night because I was so hungry. Because I was.
Kayla doesn't like pizza.
Kayla does not like pizza. Kayla's parents worked at Pizza Hut all she grew up.
So you're pizzed out.
Definitely pizzed out. I say that to some people and they're like, but.
But pizza.
What? Pizza's great. And I'm like, pizza is just soggy bread with red sauce. I'm okay with, like, how Pizza Hut does, like, the garlic parmesan sauce or the fettuccine sauce or whatever on their pizzas now. I can eat those.
You just don't like the red sauce.
The red sauce is not for me. I don't even like spaghetti anymore. Can't do it. I have a crap ton of spaghetti sauce in there that, like, I cook for them for when I'm not here. Because I will not eat it. I will make fettuccine, and that's fine. I put the light one out. Oh, my God.
That's funny. Yeah, I might make some Christmas treats today for my coworkers.
Your work?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stop yawning.
Oh, that reminds me. Are we doing Christmas presents for each other or just...
No? I have some for you and Chris in there, yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to get me anything, though. It's just a gag gift for you and Chris.
Oh, okay. I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited anyway because presents, but...
I can send it home with you today.
Cause... No, we can wait.
At least until Saturday.
Yeah, because that's when we're recording this ahead of time. The ugly sweater party Saturday. Mm-hmm. Last year, the only one that wore an ugly sweater was me, Chris, and Lauren. So Lauren, we give out prizes for the best sweater. Lauren won the prize. It was a gift card. I mean, it's whatever.
You don't live here.
Like, well, Chris and I can't win because we're...
It's your,
yeah.
It's your party.
Yeah.
So the only rule of elimination there.
Yeah. So we like, I don't know. And I'm not super into Christmas, but I try.
Because
I have seasonal depression.
I have a rough time around the holidays.
I can imagine.
Because my grandmother died right before Thanksgiving. We literally had her funeral on Thanksgiving, like our freshman year of high school. And then my brother died December 13th of 2013. Friday, December 13th of 2013.
He died on Friday the 13th?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So this coming Wednesday actually is his 10-year anniversary, so, a little rough around the holidays, and then his birthday is January 24th.
Okay.
So generally, like, November, December, January, I'm just kind of like, fuck.
So he would have been, what, 29?
He's 4 years younger than me, so 28. 28,
okay.
He would have been 28 on his birthday.
Okay.
Because he was around Krista's. He was a little bit older than Krista, and she's 27 right now.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Yeah, he was so young.
He was just a couple, less than a month away from being, well, a little bit over a month, because 13 to 24, from being 19.
Yeah. That's crazy. My mother-in-law died on Friday the 13th, too. And then Chris's,
It's a day that I literally tell my family to say the fucking sad and, like, don't do anything.
And Chris...
Don't even eat any hard food.
Right? Don't even eat hard candy.
Yeah, don't eat, because then you could, like, aspirate on some shit or something. Like, I'm not...
Get food poisoning.
I don't take any chances at that. Like, I don't like to go out on Friday the 13th.
I used to donate plasma. Mm-hmm. And one day I was going to go donate plasma, and then I realized it was Friday the 13th, and I was like, no.
No, thank you.
No.
Have enough problems donating, because, poor little thing, you've passed out twice.
Yes, I have.
Well, it's just not you, but it's just, like, your body.
Yes. But...
Your body being like, fuck this shit.
Well, the first time I passed out is because they told me to hold...
Wait. Oh, yeah, that was their fault on that end.
Well, no, it was mine. My hand slipped. They said, hold this gauze down. My hand slipped, and blood started spurting everywhere.
Well, that's a normal reaction to... Seeing that shit.
So I started screaming like I was on fire.
Normal reaction in my book, yeah.
And then passed out, and then I'd close, and then...
Immediate hyperventilation. Bah, sleep.
I woke up, and they had, like, taken off my mask and put a fan on me and cold compress and...
Gotten your husband to help?
He was already right there beside me anyway. And got me a little barf bag. And Chris is like shoving pretzels in my face.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
It's funny now. I was like, and then I was traumatized. Like, I'd close my eyes and see blood spatter on my hands.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
I would have passed out too. Any normal person would have passed out.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Who wouldn't?
And sleep.
The next time I did a finger prick, and they said my iron was too low in one hand, so they tried the other, but they kept squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. And that was my fault because I didn't eat enough.
So, what is trying the other hand going to do for your iron?
Dude, I don't know.
What? I'm sorry, that doesn't make any fucking sense. You need it that bad that you're just like, maybe the other arm will be better. No!
Right? Like, if your iron's low, your iron's
it's
low.
It's from your body. It's the same body on,
like,
the other hand.
Like, my right hand's going to be any better. I don't get it either. But no, I never had a problem donating plasma. Like, I think they're a better stick. Mm.
Well, that's good.
They do so many in a day.
Just go in and out. Bye.
Yeah. That's so cool. I don't know. But now I'm on an aspirin regimen, so I can't take it.
Yeah, because it thins your blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they do that for heart patients, I think.
Yep. And I do it because it helps with prevent miscarriage.
That's good.
So.
You need that.
And it's not going to, I mean, it's just baby aspirin. It's not going to
hurt. Baby aspirin, like the orange ones, they taste good too, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mine are not the... Oh, they're chewable. They're just...
Oh, I'm a child.
No, I get it. All my vitamins, I take so many vitamins.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to help with conception, whatever.
Yeah.
They're all gummies.
So, like, I have to take, like, prebiotics, probiotics, uh-huh. Like, fucking postbiotics. No. I have to take, like, so many of those, and then I have, like, hair loss and stuff because of malnutrition, because of the stomach issues, uh-huh. And then, like, also, I had COVID last year and lost a lot of my hair, and then I used to dye the shit out of my hair, too. So, but it's better from that, but it's, like, all the other health issues that I have going on that's really the issue now.
Uh-huh.
So, I have to take collagen, a biotin, and, like, all that stuff, and it's just either powders or it's chewables for me because I am not fucking doing it.
Because the vitamins are, like, horse pills.
I have to take, like, pills, like, that are every bit of this big.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from nail to nail.
Yeah.
Four of those. And just four of those in the morning, every single morning for my stomach issues. And then I have my anxiety medication on top of that. And then I have all those other things on top of that. So I'm like, I don't want to fucking do it anymore.
I don't blame you.
Like, but I get it.
That's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I take a lot of medicines too, but. Yeah.
No.
But like the vitamins I buy from the store, I'll buy gummies.
I was really
excited. Because I'm a child.
Like, the orange ones taste yummy. Because you're like, they're not chewable. Damn it. I'm a child.
They're tiny. The baby aspirin are like, they're tiny.
Like 81 milligrams.
Yeah.
They're little.
Yeah.
Little.
So it's not gonna hurt you to take baby aspirin. Mm-mm. Even if you, I mean, I'm not a doctor, so don't listen to me, but what they told me is just get on a baby aspirin regimen.
Well, that's
good. Is that okay?
I mean, if it helps, it helps.
Yeah.
Anything at this point counts.
Yeah.
Every little bit counts. That's what I'm whatever.
I know what you meant. It's fine.
But,
well, I guess that about wraps us up. Unless you have anything to add. Mm-mm. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us. Follow us on Insta, at Bubbles Brunchcast, and TikTok at Bubbles Brunchcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, topic suggestions, hit us up, bubblesbrunchcast@gmail.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was the last call for this episode of the Bubbles Brunchcast. Please subscribe and tune in next time. We will be serving it up all over again. Enjoy your week.